Well, happy Friday, everybody. Thank you again for joining us here on the Texas Scorecard Friday Roundup. I'm Brandon Waltons, the managing editor for Texas Scorecard. This is our show where we take a few minutes to go back and look at a couple of the big articles of the week from TexasScorecard.com and all across the state. And right now I'm starting out being joined again with Jacob Asmussen, our Central Texas Bureau Chief, to talk about what else? Some more craziness in the city of Austin.
Oh, man, that's right, Brandon. As working Austinites struggle to afford their runaway property tax bills, City Hall seems to be having a blast.
And you've got this article up on TexasScorecard.com from yesterday that the city of Austin spent $156,000 on parties last December alone.
That's true, Brandon. They seem to have a good time. These parties included things like DJs, photo booths, trophies for employees. Three city departments spent over $15,000 apiece on their holiday parties and lunches. The Public Works Department racked up the most at $18,000 for their party. And just to give you an idea, the total amount that the city of Austin spent last year was more than double what Dallas and Houston spent, even though Dallas and Houston have thousands more employees.
And it's not the first time we've seen the city spend an outrageous amount of taxpayer dollars on some of these frivolous things, right? I mean, you've written about, you know, they spent almost $500,000 on two public toilets, $115,000 to clean one public toilet, $1 billion on the power plant in East Texas that didn't really pan out. All this to say, what are citizens in Austin, when are they going to have enough, right? I mean, you think that this is reaching a boiling point with the city council.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at how the city is spending the money, and then you look at how much they're taking from families. They've actually, over the past 11 years, they have taken 100% more cash from the median homeowner. Back in 2008, the median property tax bill was $705. Now it's over $1,400. And you look at the way the city is spending that money, it raises questions if it would be better off left in the hands of Austin families who are just struggling to afford the city.
Not the only thing where the issue with the city council is taking a big hit, but you also wrote about this week a new organization, Save Austin Now, which is organized to combat the homeless vagrant problem here in the city.
It's a big contentious issue in the city right now. Traces back to last year when the city council made it legal for vagrants to sleep, camp, pretty much any public space in the city. So there's been a lot of controversy over that the past few months. And now there's a new organization called Save Austin Now, which has launched a petition campaign to restore the old camping ordinance, to restore some of the public safety that has been threatened by city council's decision last year.
And it's interesting, too. I mean, it's not just a Republican issue. I mean, this is actually one of those things where you've got people who are liberal Democrats that are upset with Mayor Adler and the city council because their businesses, their residences are all threatened by this problem.
That's right, Brandon. One of the co-founders of Save Austin Now is a Democrat, and she said, look, it's not a partisan issue to just want a safe neighborhood.
That's right. Thank you so much, Jacob, for joining us here on the Roundup.
Absolutely.
We'll be watching that issue. Now we go over to the Metroplex. We're going to be joined by Erin Anderson, who is, you know, she's our resident, voting integrity expert here at Empower Texans. Absolutely. Erin, you there?
I'm here, Brandon.
Oh, perfect. Now, you've written a couple stories, early voting's ongoing in these Republican primaries, and as usual, as is expected, you've got a couple hiccups. So in Harris County, you wrote about some problems they were having with their voter, their poll books.
That's right, Brandon. What you have is the largest county in the state of Texas with the wrong voter database loaded into their poll books for early voting during the primary. And a little background here for our listeners, our viewers. Harris County elected a Democrat to the county clerk's office, which in Harris is the office that runs elections. So she was elected in 2018, and since then has implemented a number of changes and has had a pretty rocky rollout with several of those changes. And so this in this primary election, this is just the latest mistake that has impacted elections there in Harris County.
And on a certain level, you expect, I mean, like you said, it's the biggest county in the state, most populous. You expect some hiccups here and there, but I mean, this is a situation you wrote about where folks, if they wanted to, could essentially vote twice or however many times they really wanted to for a couple days of early voting.
That's right. So the problem was actually discovered on the opening day of early voting, which was last Tuesday, by some voters and poll workers. And so by the end of that day, Alan Vera, who heads the Harris County Republican Party's ballot security committee, so they're always keeping an eye on these things, trying to proactively head off these issues. He reported a number of details of the problems that were going on to the county clerk's office. Diane Troutman runs that office now. And by the next day, they said, well, we looked into it. We found out it was what they called a sync issue, and we fixed the problem. But what had happened is during that full first day of early voting, people were able to come in who had submitted a mail ballot, mm-hmm. and the database was not showing that. There was also other issues where voters were not showing up on the rolls. They were shown at the wrong addresses. So it's just the wrong data. And the county acknowledged that this problem happened, but they're now assuring the voters, no, this is not a problem. And on Saturday, Diane Troutman's office sent a message to all of the primary election workers that they were not to speak to the media.
And that's what you had an interesting article on this. And essentially, Diane Troutman, the Democrat clerk there, saying, don't talk to the media. And then you had a very interesting response from the Republican Party in Harris County.
That's right. So Republican Party Chairman Paul Simpson reminded Ms. Troutman that primaries are actually run by the parties. Mm-hmm. Now, they have hired the county under a contract to administer these elections, but each primary is run by its own party. And the Harris County Republican Party said, we are fine with our election workers, who are representing us at the polls, to speak with the media about any issues that they have seen, as long as it doesn't disrupt the voting process. And the feeling was, of course, that the county was trying to, squelch any public discussion of the problems that were going on inside the polls due to mistakes by the county elections office itself.
Well, from Harris County to Dallas County, you had another article this week, non-citizen who was convicted of voter fraud a few years ago is being deported in Dallas County.
Yes, that's an update to a story that we wrote about back in 2017 when a Mexican national living here legally, but not a citizen and therefore not eligible to vote, had actually registered and voted multiple times in Dallas County. But it wasn't discovered until she moved to Tarrant County and tried to register there. The Tarrant County Elections Office discovered that her mistake, in fact, she had admitted, even though she checked a box that she was not a citizen, she said, well, I always was able to vote in Dallas County. So authorities followed up. A jury convicted her. She appealed and so forth. She did spend about 9 months in prison, was recently released, but now has been processed for deportation because, again, illegally voting when you're not a citizen is a crime, it's a felony, mm-hmm. and it's a deportable offense.
Yeah, it looks like justice is served. Well, as these elections continue, we've got Election Day on Tuesday, March 3rd. I know that you'll be keeping an eye on some of these irregularities. Thank you so much for joining us, Aaron.
Thank you, Brandon.
Well, moving on now to the heroes and halfwits of the week. Have to go look at what happened in the Texas Capitol on Wednesday. See, the state Senate, held a hearing on gun rights, okay? This was ordered by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick amidst some of the shootings and gun control measures he had been pushing several months back last year. Well, you had a lot of citizen activists show up and tell the legislature that not only did they not want new gun restrictions, but actually the state's current gun restrictions need to be pushed back. You had Rachel Malone from Gun Owners of America come and organize a big group of folks. I mean, an absolutely huge coalition from Young Conservatives of Texas, Texas Freedom Force, even members of the NRA, Open Carry Texas, all of them come down and tell the legislature enough is enough. You know, it's been years that constitutional carry has been a Republican Party of Texas platform, legislative priority, rather, and we still haven't seen it happen. You also had Senator Bob Hall say that the time had come and that he was looking forward to actually moving on this issue. And so heroes to those folks for showing up, for braving it. I know the testimony went on for, you know, 8 hours, I think the hearing went. So absolutely the heroes of the week there. Now for this week's Halfwit, it's another politician. It's actually a longtime politician, State Representative Dan Flynn. We had a story this week on Texas Scorecard. Dan Flynn, known as the lifestyle candidate for his hundreds of thousands of dollars that he spent with his campaign dollars on cookies and vacations and just in expensive Austin rent. Actually, an interesting thing we uncovered. From 2015 to 2017, Flynn had been using his campaign account to pay for his Netflix. Not exactly a very campaign-related expense right there, using his donors' dollars in order to use it for an entertainment service. A lot of folks really upset when they found that out. Flynn is in a primary election right now with two candidates. And again, that Republican primary election is on March 3rd. But for his lifestyle spending, Flynn is this week's halfwit. Thank you for listening to this week's Friday Roundup from Texas Scorecard. Remember, you can head to the Empower Texans Facebook page at 11 a.m. every Friday to watch the show live and get your questions in.